At 6:06, we have the first rays of sunshine on this, the first day of summer, and 78 degrees in Tulsa. A high this afternoon of 94 is anticipated. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa City Council will move forward one capital improvement package and no public safety tax. Mayor Bartlett had requested the safety tax. The council firmed up the plan at last night's meeting. Next up will be a series of town hall meetings to see what should be included in the package.
This round of town hall meetings will be much more specific than the last round that we went through.
That is City Councilor G.T. Bynum. He is the chair of the Capital Improvements Task Force. The meetings will begin next month, and the proposal will be on the November ballot. A federal judge is considering whether to dismiss Oklahoma's lawsuit challenging the Federal Health Care Act. The suit was filed by Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. The head of the Oklahoma Hospital Association was yesterday's guest on Studio Tulsa. Craig Jones says too many people are still without health insurance benefits.
Every third Oklahoman that you pass on the street either does not have any health insurance or is covered by Medicaid. So the lack of appropriate health care coverage in Oklahoma is part of the reason why we have such a poor state of the state's health.
He says on average, Oklahoma hospitals are losing $500 million a year because of the uninsured. You can hear that entire interview on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. Now, the judge heard 2 hours of testimony yesterday at Muskogee, but did not issue a ruling. A Wisconsin-based bicycle manufacturer is giving away 250 bikes to children impacted by last month's tornado outbreak. Trek Bicycles will give the bicycles to children today at a bike shop in Oklahoma City. The recipients were coordinated through the local YMCA, and the bicycles range in size to match the appropriate age of the child. It has been 1 month since the deadly Moore tornado roared through the Oklahoma City suburb. The area is getting back on its feet after being left tornado punch drunk. Governor Fallon says that while there is a lot of work to do, she's very proud of the way Oklahomans responded.
You know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but in Oklahoma because of the Oklahoma Standard.
The term Oklahoma Standard was first coined following the state's response to the Murrah building bombing back in 1995. One new case of hepatitis has been found in an ongoing health scare involving thousands of patients of a Tulsa oral surgeon whose clinics were found to be unsanitary. The Tulsa Health Department says 74 patients of Dr. Scott Harrington have tested positive so far for hepatitis C. A method used by higher education institutions to fund major building projects is being challenged as unconstitutional.
An Oklahoma City attorney claims a bond program used by colleges and universities is unconstitutional. The program is used to fund more than $600 million in buildings and projects at campuses across the state. Attorney Jerry Fent filed a legal brief with the Oklahoma Supreme Court claiming the master lease program created by the legislature in 2002 is illegal. Fent claims it's an example of log rolling because it violates a provision of the Oklahoma Constitution requiring bills to address only one subject. A state agency that issues bonds is asking the high court to approve the issuance of several bonds under the program. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 94, clear and warm tonight. Down to 75 for an overnight low. It'll be muggy with considerable sunshine tomorrow and a high of 93. Sunday looks hot with a high of 92. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly sunny and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.